Hey there, Comaris and Comparis. Enjoy listening to our podcast? Want to take the fun to your events too? We gotcha. Make your virtual or face-to-face gatherings and celebrations extra special with your favorite podcast hosts, Jaya and Oi. For inquiries, sponsorships, and collaborations, please send an email to comaritalkpodcast@gmail.com. Chica moderately.
Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba, ow! Kayo ay maghanda na. Tawagin ang barkada, kami ay may ayuda. Bongga! Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa Kumarito, 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 Kumarito. Hey! Chica moderately.
Doom, 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 doom. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Doom, 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 doom.
Gusto ko matawa kasi may nag-message sa'yo. Uh-oh. Tapos feeling ko alam ko na yung laman.
Ayoko na, natatap nga akong ganunin eh. Pero hindi na lang.
Feeling ko talaga alam
kasi
ko na
yung laman. Parang alam ko na rin yung laman eh.
Ito. Dahil yan sa pinost na vlog ang mundo.
Tama. Girl, ito nga. Iniisip ko kayo na pa nag-dum-dum-dum tayo. Bilang ang episode natin ngayon ay medyo wild. Uh-oh. Parang iniisip ko wag dum-dum-dum-dum. Dapat zzz-zzz.
Uy, pero bago natin umpisahan tong episode na to, we would first like to thank our sponsor. For today's episode, Ilya. Actually, it's Shop Ilya.
Shop Ilya, yes.
And yun, this episode wouldn't be possible without their our partnership with them.
Yes, hello Ilya.
Hello po. At saka maraming salamat sa pinadala ninyo.
Earlier mamaya natin ni Chica yan.
Ayan.
Ay, alam mo na tayo, girl.
Ay, oo nga pala. Hi, again, this is Oli.
And this is Jayan. Welcome back to
Kumarito.
Sabi ko, bakit kaya nagpapasalamat na siya sa sponsor? Kailan na ba nila kami? Alam na ba nila yung nangyayari dito?
Oo. Ayan.
Liro.
So, in this very special episode,
mag-trigger
warning muna tayo.
Yes, of course. Very important.
Very important na kung maaari lamang po, kung naka-speaker kayo, binibigyan namin kayo ng chance para halughugin yung headset ninyo.
Tama. Ang AirPods ninyo.
AirPods nyo.
Kung nasa kotse man kayo ngayon nakikinig, mamaya na po.
Mamaya
na. Ibang episode na lamang po muna ang inyong pakinggan.
Kung nagmamaneho kayo, pwede either mag-park kayo or mamayang gabi nyo na pakinggan ito.
Unless mag-isa kayo, okay lang din.
Pwede naman. Or kung hindi ka mabilis matrigger, pwede rin.
Pwede rin. Kasi baka may...
At siguraduhin po natin na walang batang nakikinig sa paligid.
It's very important that we observe ages 18 and above lamang po ang episode na ito. So, I mean, lagi namang explicit yung content natin.
Warning, mature content.
Mature content.
Really mature content.
Oh my God, hindi pa yung content mature.
Sana content
na lang ako. Sherry. Uy, mature ako tangin ninyo. Sabi yung bawi. So yun, ayan na. Bilang nakapagbigay na tayo ng ano, last chance na po para mag-headset yung mga nakikinig po.
And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect to that of the network.
That's correct. Ayan.
So bilang, ito, and this is a very interesting topic actually.
Very.
Kasi parang when we started our podcast, we talked about this, that we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Kaso wala tayo pa nung parang, atag ito, we have the experience eh.
Pero, do we? Charing!
Ako meron.
Kala mo naman pero, may wala pa ako anak.
Back then kasi parang we wanted a little more push and I think this is the push that we've been waiting for.
Actually, I thought so too. When, you know, when this was opened to us by our management, parang sabi ko, oh my gosh, this is it. Kasi we've always wanted to touch on this topic. Naalala mo, nung hey there, Comares and Compares. Nung nagbe-brainstorm kami ni Owie for the pipeline of topics for season 2, we really wanted to touch on this. After, dapat nga after to ng Pride episode, diba?
Oo.
Pero parang hindi namin, parang hindi pa. Hindi,
ayaw namin i-akma.
Oo, ayaw pa namin siyang, parang feeling namin it wasn't the right time yet. Until biglang dumating tong opportunity to partner with Ilya. And we were like, oh my gosh, girl, we always wanted to talk about this episode. Because we're both.
Because we are both sex positive
people.
We are positive, sex positive people.
Yes.
And yun nga, we advocate and respond to safe sex, of course.
That's correct.
That's why this is our topic now. Sex and the pandemic. And nasa cover art naman natin to eh. Mm-hmm. Na we've been in the pandemic for more than a year na.
Yes.
Since 2020. Early 2020.
Yeah,
parang
March.
Quarter one pa lang, diba? Nag-pandemic na tayo. People have been locked in sa mga bahay nila. Some actually really did not want that to happen. Pero sa iba, okay lang din naman. And some really chose to stay at home na lang. Instead of going out, instead of reporting in the office, some people actually have resigned para ma-secure nila yung...
For safety.
Oo, yung
because it's really, really scary. Most especially if you're living with your family, it's scary to, you know, put everyone at risk just because you're going out.
You're going out, correct. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about this kasi is... We would also like to address...
Wait lang, sorry girl, sorry.
Ano?
Nag-soundcheck tayo natin pinakinggan.
Pinakinggan natin, Sarah?
Hindi ko narinig.
Pinakinggan mo? Oo, malakas.
Wala, ano, wait lang, kakape ako ulit. Sorry.
Wait, girl, kailangan para utak.
Oo, tama. Wala ko utak, prudente lang yun. Go, sorry.
So, bilang nasa, yun nga, nasa pandemic tayo, nakakulong yung makaramihan sa bahay. Nako-compromise, is that the right word to use? I will use it anyway. Nako-compromise yung isa sa mga
needs
natin.
Yeah.
And that is sex. Mm-mm. Sex is a physiological need. And we can always reference it dun sa Abraham Maslow's
hierarchy of needs. That's correct.
So the question now is, how is your sex life during the pandemic?
Tinatanong mo ako?
Sige, ako na lang muna.
Ikaw muna, girl.
Bilang ako kasi,
when
the pandemic started, when the pandemic started, meron akong boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
Hindi ako yung tipong single na
pumasok. And you're already living together.
And we're living together. So sex is never an issue. I'll talk more about the specifics later siguro.
Abang-abang sila dyan eh.
Pero yung tipong tigang, sorry for the word ah.
Hindi naman.
Tigang ba ako? Hindi naman. Hindi ako natigang even before the pandemic. Tapos nag-pandemic, may boyfriend, live-in kami. Now we moved into a different house, magkasama pa rin kami with the dogs.
Mm-mm.
So ano, may dilig ako.
Nadidiligan
po siya. Ikaw, kasi ikaw ang single nung nagsimula ang pandemic. Kumusta ang sex life mo even you know from the pandemic, when the pandemic started?
Well tito boy, charing. Ako naman kasi when the pandemic started, di ba March 2020, siguro I have been, ano na, parang hindi active yung sex life ko. Kasi di ba I just broke up last year, parang with the last ex, no, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So parang my sex life wasn't that, I wasn't active masyado. Kasi nga, parang I was busy moving on. I was busy
with your business.
With my business. I was busy with a lot of things pa nun. Like, pre-pandemic. And then, nung pandemic mismo, parang, as in, like, wala naman. I mean, early pandemic. And then, when I realized na, oh my gosh, it will, parang it's almost a year na walang dilig si What's Me. Baka, kaya cranky ako. Hindi kasi, di ba? I mean, kasi...
Mainit ang ulo pag walang kangkang.
Oo. Hindi, parang ako kasi, I feel na, di ba kasi, hormones.
Oo.
Sometimes when you get so stressed, you really want to release it. And ako, honestly, I'm a sex positive person, and I want to be honest. I know a lot of people are not comfortable talking about this.
Uh-oh.
A lot of my friends, whether it's, you know, they're girls, they're part of the LGBT, they're guys, they ask me if I touch myself.
Mm-mm.
Yes, yeah, I shinger. I'm a shingerella. So I do that. Like, I've been doing that.
Uh-oh.
Siguro matagal na, as in parang part na siya ng ano ko, pagkatao ko ang pagsishinger.
Uh-oh.
Even when I'm in a relationship, even mm-hmm. when I was with my ex-fiance, with my ex-boyfriend, I still shinger.
And ano kasi siya, 'di ba? Parang sa lalaki mm-hmm. or even sa members of the LGBTQIA+ community na bading. Or dun sa spectrum na yon, normal yung masturbate kasi.
Oo, normal yung jabul-jabul kayo, di ba?
Oo, kapag nag-masturbate ka, it's a normal thing.
Mm-mm.
And it's normal for people to hear guys talk about jabul.
Jabul, yeah.
Oo, yung masturbation.
Parang how often do you jabul? When I wake up, before I sleep, mga
oo,
ganyan,
di ba? Habang nawawalis.
Puta ko, ano naman yun, girl? Teka lang naman.
Basta yung movement. Pero it's normal for people kasi, especially for guys,
imagine,
to talk about masturbation as guys.
Mm-mm.
Na hindi siya taboo per se.
Pero pag sa
girls naman kasi, hindi rin naman siya taboo, pero it's being frowned upon.
Yes, na parang when you masturbate, parang hindi, ano ka, parang promiscuous ka,
oo,
provocative
na,
ka.
Na
hindi, masyado ka.
Sorry for the word. Madumi ka.
Madumi ka.
Or may landi ka sa katawan.
Oo. But it's normal, girls. Oo. I mean, for all the girls who are listening out there, or biological female, it's normal for us
to satisfy ourselves,
to touch ourselves. And I think, you know, this is something that, ano, has not been, ako kasi, di ba, parang, we had sex education, you know, classes in the past naman.
Uh-oh.
Tapos, pero this topic, like girls touching themselves, hindi siya na ta-touch.
It's weird, no?
It's not being
sex
discussed.
Sex education kasi is mainly focused. I'm not sure what the curriculum looks like now. Ah.
Uh-oh.
Pero back then kasi when I was studying pa, and I believe you too, more on the reproductive system.
Yes, it is.
Na ano ba yung penis? Ano ba yung uterus, yung ovaries? Na what will happen kapag pinasok mo, may penetration?
Yeah.
Na nabubuo yung bata. Pero hindi nila kasi na-uncover yung mga other aspects of sex education na dapat talaga mm-hmm. maituro rin as early as ako nga,
elementary.
Mas gusto ko elementary, matipong yes. grade school.
Basta kasi
grade 5, grade 6. Grade, yung may mature, level of maturity.
Yung pag nireregla na yung babae, yung pwede na sila mabuntis, yung mga ganun ba, parang, para at least meron silang idea. Because we are not like, trying to deprive, we are trying to educate them kasi. Parang, kasi if they know the repercussions of what, you know, of the activity, sila rin naman themselves will, you know, will have a choice, will have a stand whether or not they're gonna do it or not. Pero kasi parang lumaki tayo sa culture na don't do this, don't do that.
It's always taboo.
Oo, bawal. Pag sex, parang dapat ibibleep. Pag sex, censored. Parang ganyan. Correct. So parang the education to, you know, to the young ones, to the minors, most especially, limited yung mm-hmm. access nila sa, you know, to knowing what really happens when you do it. So parang mas nako curious tuloy sila. Mas gusto tuloy nila i-try. Mas ginagawa nila nang hindi sila well equipped sa knowledge.
Hindi nila alam yung repercussions kasi as mm-hmm. early as high school pwede ka kasi magka-contract ng disease.
Yeah, exactly.
And education kasi sex education is something that will feed the curiosity of these people, of these youngsters. Yung tama ba yung word ko?
Uh-oh.
Youngsters na you feed their curiosity through education and knowledge, not through experience.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi yung tipong mafeed nila yung curiosity nila kasi gagawin nila.
Yeah.
At baka may pagsasihan sila kapag may nangyaring something na hindi nila magustuhan.
Kasi hindi nila alam. Exactly. Ako yung iniisip ko kasi diba parang in a school setting, syempre, school setting, you can control what you know what these youngsters, sige, I'll use your term,
mm.
these youngsters will, you know, hear, will see. It's a controllable environment.
Uh-oh.
But outside school, like what they see on TV, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, on social media, that's already out of, you know, anyone's control what
Uh-oh.
They see on there. Now, if you don't educate them as early as you know, their, what do you call this, kamulatan.
Oo. Diba? Yung adolescent,
yung adolescent stage nila. If we are not able to educate them in the earliest possible time, at the earliest possible time that they can be exposed to, you know, sex, per se, mas nilalakihan natin yung chance na gawin nila at magkamali sila.
Correct.
Parang versus, i-educate natin sila ng maaga, maagang-maaga pa, elementary or parang, basta mas maaga pa, at least kung makita nila yun, naiintindihan na nila, kung curious man sila about it, they are gonna ask, they feel secure and comfortable asking those
questions
na to the ones na mas may alam, which are the teachers,
magulang,
their parents,
or mas nakakaalam,
elder, ate, kuya, ganyan, diba? Mas, 'di ba, mas comfortable sila. And you know, parang ewan ko, hindi ko nga alam sino ba nagsimula ng bawal-bawal 'yan. Bawal pag-usapan 'yan. Baka secret lang ba 'yan?
So yeah, it's really important for these kids to be educated
as early as possible.
Pero mabalik tayo dun sa ano, dun sa
pandemic
na yung
ay, sorry, ako pala nakikwento, no. So, anyway, yung pandemic experience ko, ang daming
like, how often do you satisfy yourself? Yun yung tanong, no?
No, it's okay.
How often do you satisfy yourself?
I get this question a lot, actually. Parang, ako, whenever I can't sleep, kasi pampaanto ko rin naman, just like, you know, the boys.
Uh-oh.
Whenever I can't sleep, whenever I feel horny, I'll use the term, parang kunyari, I watch something on TV that turns me on. Parang, oh, I feel like touching myself. Oh, sige, I'll touch myself.
Oh. Or even yung may mga trigger kasi na songs.
Oo, minsan may mga songs talaga na, oh my gosh, parang sex song.
It's a sex song. Ako, ang sex song ko, Kiss from a Rose.
Huh? What the fuck? Ano?
Hindi ko alam. Gusto ko yung Kiss from a Rose.
Talaga?
Kasi ang jazz, tapos...
Ah, get. Ang sexy kasi. Ako, ang sex song ko, wala lang. Like kasi sa to, Wet the Bed ni Chris Brown. Always. As in,
kita
like,
mo, pag, ang tanda ng reference ko.
Ako, gagi, pag pinlay talaga yung Wet the Bed ni Chris Brown, gago, wet talaga ako. Charing, wet the panty. but like, yeah, there are several triggers. And it's not, ano ah, it's not like consistent. Hindi, iba-iba talaga.
Uh-oh.
I think it's different for everyone naman.
Correct.
Oo, parang, ako kasi, wala, ganun. And ito kasi, di ba, just to float it out there, hindi kasi ako ah, as a person, hindi ako ma-sex na tao. Honestly, parang dun with my exes, 'di ba, mga long-term yung relationships ko. With my exes, parang we could go as like mga months nang walang sex even when we're living together. may ganun kaming mga eksena. Pero parang hindi part na kasi siya ng ako eh.
Uh-oh.
Parang I've already lost my V card as early as when I was 17. So it's already, sex has already been part of my life ever since. Mm-hmm. Ganyan. So parang it's
maaga
ka
talaga namula.
Maaga talaga
ka namula. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And also, nung pandemic, when I realized nga, girl, so it took me a while to realize. So pandemic started March. April, May, June, July.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I downloaded the dating app. Because, oh my gosh, ya girl needs dilig as fuck. Parang nakalimutan ko na baka magsara yung pempem ko, Ning. Baka kalawangin or agiwin na ako dyan down there.
Oo.
Tapos parang na-feel ko kasi ng mga panahon yun, honest lang ha, na parang I'm still able to satisfy myself. Pero parang na-feel ko nung time na yun, excuse me, na parang, oh my God, how does it feel like again na may penetration ng Shonai Nails, ng Burachi sa Pempem Kez. So sabi ko, nag-download ako ng Bumble. Tapos yun, so parang last year, when I started to join the dating app, parang I think I had like two partners. And syempre, I wanted to make sure na safe, of course, may protection yan palagi, ganyan-ganyan. And I am well-educated naman na in terms of yon. Kaya parang medyo confident ako mag-explore. Ganyan. Tapos yun, tapos parang, ito, parang a year and a half through the pandemic, syempre we're trying to come up, you know, explore pa rin tayo on how we can satisfy our physiological needs. And yun nga, part of my self-love journey is parang finding ways to satisfy myself without compromising my self-worth, my self-respect.
Uh-oh.
Yung mga...
And yung health na lang
yung
din.
Health
because
ko.
you know, if you meet people outside kasi, it's especially scary. Now, oh, it's really scary kasi hindi mo alam kung saan nanggaling yung imi-meet mong guy.
Kung ilan na yung naging partners nila before you. And you can't expect them to be 100% honest with
exactly.
you, right?
Exactly. So, dito ka rin kasi papasok yung adult toys.
Yes.
Na dinatawag. And I think na ano ah, ako coming from, I mean, someone who is in a relationship for 2 years now, we also use toys eh. It's for us to ano to boost the performance.
It enhances
the feeling of you know doing the act.
Most especially if long term na.
Correct.
Syempre parang naghahanap kayo ng ways to spice up the
true.
The sex experience kasi ito nga iniisip ko, 'di ba? Syempre lockdown tapos live in kayo. Tapos parang kung yung normal regular kinking lang parang hindi I'm not saying it happens to everyone pero sometimes nakaka-bore na parang okay ito na yung routine natin kasi hindi mo tayo lumalabas so paulit-ulit na lang tayong nagkakangkang ng whatever so parang it's always best to like try something else
yung tipong scripted sex na siya
na alam niyo na yung mangyayari
sex I've seen your titi na okay basta may isang mag-open fact tapos ayun na
open
na pero when we actually bought may binili kasi kami last time. Yung silicone B.
Yeah.
At saka, meron din kasi siya ng masturbator din.
Yeah.
So, ayun. We experimented. And then, on top of that kasi, we also used organic props.
Organic
props?
Ano yung mga ano, walis? Plunger?
Sorry, tawag yung terminology.
Ano organic props?
Food. Ay, hindi siya food eh. Kasi ice. Yellow.
Favorite ko ang yellow. Ice cream.
Yellow. Coffee.
Girl, coffee! Wait.
Siyempre yung black, huwag yung may cream.
These are like new to me.
Really?
Coffee?
Coffee. Or tatcha na mainit.
Wait, huh?
It gives you the sensation. Kasi I'm not sure if you've tried
when, it. When you BJ?
Coping, Pag chumupis ka, ganito. Kung ikaw yung susuot, ito na.
Take down notes.
Kung ikaw yung susubo, mag-sip ka muna.
Which is, syempre, ako lagi ang susubo pag sa akin, girl.
Regardless, pwede kasing siya.
Pem-pem ko? May kape?
Hindi naman ibubugay yung kape sa pek-pek mo.
Paano?
Ganto, sisip lang siya. Pero bago niya dilnukin yung kape, kasi mainit yun, di ba? So dapat, napaka-helpful na meron ka nung container hindi nagbabago yung temperature agad nung beverage. So, mag-sip siya ng coffee or ikaw mag-sip ng coffee, ibabad mo yung kape sa bibig mo. So, iinit yung temperature ng bibig mo. So, pag sinubo mo yung shenanay niya,
medyo maginit-ginits pa.
Mainit, ma'am. So, iba yung sensation daw.
Actually, medyo gets ko yan kasi minsan, nag-aano kasi ako, na-utal-utal siya. I'm a fan of period sex kasi. Tapos, yun yung sinasabi sa akin ng mga ex ko before na whenever we're doing it and I'm on my period, yun nga, parang mas iba yung sensation kasi medyo mainit.
So, ganun siya. Especially if you're doing oral. Same with ice. And then, ginagawa rin namin yung tipong, yung toy.
Sinusok
yun. Yung dildo, talagang sinabi ko na. Anyway, we're adults naman.
Yeah.
Yung dildo, isusok mo siya sa hot water or ilagay mo sa freezer.
Oh my!
Huwag naman yung debatery
kasi... Parang nafifiyo!
Enhances the sexual performance. Ganito kasi yan eh, parang a lot of people, if you ask them kung comfortable ba silang gumamit ng toys, may mga magsasabi ng oo, may magsasabi ng
Maraming hindi actually.
At marami ako naririnig na ayaw nila, hindi daw sila komportable. To be honest, this is my perspective of adult toys ha. Wala siyang con. May, kasi sabi na may pros and cons, pero para sa akin kasi walang con ito at all. Kasi kaya nga may adult toy is because meron ka makukuhang something out of it eh.
Yeah.
So, yun yung isa sa mga ginagawa ko. And that's one of the benefits for me, yung sexual performance enhancement mo, ninyo, ng partner mo, or ikaw na lang as mag-isa ka. Pwede mong ilagay sa freezer yung dildo, basta silicone, wag lang yung debaterya kasi baka masira yung circuit. Pag waterproof, pwede ibabad sa painit na tubig. Ayun, it gives you a different kind of pleasure kasi. Pag ginagawa mo na siya sa sarili mo. Even yung mga masturbators, yung mga fleshlight, Kasi natatanggal yung ano nun eh, yung parang pinaka
ulo.
Hindi.
Pepe, yung vulva.
Yung oo, 'di ba? Ano 'yon? Para siyang nakalagay sa tube, nakalagay sa parang tumbler. Pwede mo kasi tanggalin yung parang silicone nun, ibababad mo rin siya sa tubig. And this is also how you clean it up.
Yeah. Iba, sterilize
mo rin siya. So ibababad mo rin siya sa water na mainit and then you use it. Yung bagong ahon, iba yung sensation niya.
Sarap.
That's why it enhances the performance of, you know, between me and my partner. Kasi parang there's something new. Hindi lang siya basta kaming dalawa lang na, alam mo yon.
Tapos somehow kasi when you use, parang ito nga, may nagtanong sa akin na, basta may nagtanong sa akin. Tapos parang sabi niya, parang, is it better than sex?
Mm-mm.
Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, you know, these sex toys, they are not meant to replace sex. It's not their purpose. Like, ako ah, I'm speaking from a single woman's perspective. I'm not using sex toys because I don't wanna have sex anymore or because I hate all men. Men are trash. No, I love all men. Charing. Wait lang. Did I just say that? Put it off the record. Charing. Pero yun, parang...
But we don't edit.
Oops. So yun, so parang... And parang it's not meant to substitute the D, you know, your girl still wants the D. Parang I just use it, you know, for toys. I mean, like, it's not for my toy, for my own pleasure, a different kind of pleasure. I still want to have sex. I still want to have, you know, the organic intercourse with the opposite sex.
Mm.
Parang I still want that. And I would still touch myself. Diba? Parang it's not used to replace. It's just parang another variation of, you know, pleasuring myself. But it's never to replace something. Parang kasi ganun yung common ano eh. Parang I don't need to own a sex toy because I have a boyfriend. Parang ganun yung common na
misconception
ng mga tao. Or parang I don't need to own a sex toy because... I don't touch myself or whatever, or parang hindi ko naman siya kailangan, ganyan. But parang for me though, and I feel like this is something that, you know, everyone else could you know, open their minds parang to it.
Uh-oh.
Na parang these are like adult toys. So we can use it whenever, however we want to pleasure ourselves, because that's the main point of these toys. So parang hindi siya meant to substitute anything or to replace anything. Parang it's meant to pleasure you in a different way, in another way, ganyan. So parang if I'm gonna be asked now which one's better, parang wala namang better.
It's a different experience kasi.
Yeah.
Na parang ganito siya. Isipin mo na lang na yung sex is adobo. No. Sex is rice.
Uh-oh.
It's your staple. And then, your adult toy is like bread.
Mm-mm.
It can be... It gives you the same level of full... Ano?
Busog.
Busog.
Uh-oh.
Pero hindi siya magkaparehas.
Oo. Parang ganun siya.
It's a very... Basta, iba.
Oo, di ba? Parang kunyari, this is Chinese food, this is Japanese food.
Mabubusog ka sa pag kinain mo silang parehas, pero hindi mo sila pwede ikumpara.
And then there are times na you crave Japanese food. So sometimes parang I prefer using toys, sometimes I really want like the D, sometimes I just want to touch myself.
Mm-mm.
So it's okay, it's not meant to replace anything. Na parang dahil may sex toy na ako, di na ako mag-finger, putang ina, huwag ka mag-decision para sa akin. Huwag ako utusan.
Ang kagandahan kasi, if you're using adult toys, again, apart from you exploring your sexuality, tapos kung may partner ka, it boosts yung sexual performance nyo. It enhances yung sexual performance. On top of that kasi, it builds or it strengthens the relationship management between you and your partner.
Yes.
I'm speaking on behalf of myself. Ha.
Yeah.
I'm not sure kung may mga magpartners ba dyan na gumagamit na lahat at naglolokohan pa rin.
Mm-mm.
Pero kami kasi ni boyfriend, parang it spices the relationship up.
Yeah.
Na we always have something to look forward to. Na uy, anong bago?
Yeah.
Tapos nasabi ko nga sa kanya na I got yung anal beads.
Yeah.
From,
oh my gosh! Tell me about it. I mean,
I'll share the experience. Sabi ko, ano siya, parang may wap-wap.
Parang,
wap. Ganun, may pop-pop. So, yun, I got the anal bead. Sabi ko sa kanya, gusto ko siyang itry.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, ayun, something to look forward to na, uy, uuwi siya. Kailan kami magkikin.
Alam mo, pop-pop-pop kami mamaya. Ganyan.
So, ayun. Ano siya, wow, hindi siya wap eh. Kasi wala naman akong pusi. Werut.
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 Yeah.
Ayun.
That's true.
And kung single ka naman, it reduces stress.
Uy, it does. I mean, alam naman natin lahat na sex is to release, you know, stress, anything negative. Actually, alam mo, growing up, I thought na parang, kasi nga hindi naman masyado na pag-uusapan yung shinger and sex, di ba? Lalo na I came from a Catholic school.
Sagrado Katoliko.
Di ba? So parang, I always just hear, like, you know, yung sa boys, yung pag nag-jajable sila, na parang kapag nasi-stress, nababad trip, nag-jajable, tapos after nun, antokin na sila, makakatulog na, or after nun, okay na sila, parang mawala na yung bad trip.
Correct.
It's actually, ako, for me, it's the same for girls din naman, na parang, sometimes when I, parang, pag bad trip lang ako, mag-try ko lang mag-shinger, you know, just to...
Pleasure yourself.
Oo, pleasure myself.
Or use
myself.
The toys that you have.
Yeah, kasi it releases hormones eh. Mm. Siyempre, parang, it's a form of exercise also.
Is it serotonin and oxytocin?
Yeah, oxytocin, serotonin, and ano, pagpagod ka, syempre, the unhappy hormone.
Endorphins,
yeah. So parang it helps you release, you know,
yung
these hormones and the tension and the stress. So parang it gives you a different mood.
Correct.
It's a mood booster. Like the sex toys, you know, you touching yourself, sex in general. It's a mood booster. It's you know, it really is proven to change someone else's mood. So parang wala lang, it's something normal for me na, because you know, I'm a girl. And ito pala, wait lang, i-chika ko sa'yo yung ano. Wait lang, so, I just wanna share it too, because, you know, because it's the, we were talking about sex and the pandemic. Syempre, a lot of, ano, yung mga boyfriend, girlfriends na, or couples na, hindi living together, parang ang dami ko kasing nabalitaan last year, na, nung kasagsagan ng pandemic ha, yung mahabang ECQ.
Oo.
Ang dami yung break.
Na hindi nagkita, for apat na buwan,
limang buwan. Tapos, actually, more than pa. Kasi nga, di, syempre nakakatakot mag-meet. Tapos wala rin namang mga bukas kung saan sila mag-meet.
Saka higpit na mga checkpoint noon.
And even the motels before were used as COVID facilities.
Correct.
So parang no chance talaga to like hook up or, you know, have sex,
and,
to meet.
And, you know, do the act.
Exactly. And parang ako, I'm so happy. Charing. I got the, ano, the, I'll talk about this very quickly lang. Satisfyer Curvy 2 Plus from Ilia. And this one kasi, parang, it's a, we'll talk more about it a little later. So, I got this from Ilia. And it's actually parang, it works even when you and your partner are not together.
Oo. Ito and yung mga pang-LDR.
Pang-LDR, oo. Parang, actually, hindi, parang ano, paano ba? It works a lot of different ways. Diba kanina, pinapakita ko siya, na in-explore natin siya. Basta mamaya.
Mamaya.
Chika natin yan.
Actually, ito na yan eh. Parang, again, for our listeners, to our new comparison, na first time itong marinig sa amin, we wanna share some insights dun sa mga adult toys na pwede nyong gawing, paano ba? Na pwede nyong pagpilian. Options nyo to. Kasi you can always order this anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Hindi naman anywhere. Pero you can order this online lalo. Ang uso ngayon yung online delivery.
Lahat naman
online. Shopping. And you can always check our partner sponsors for this episode, Ilia. So
your
website nila is shopilia.com.
Yeah.
We will include the website link
on the description.
Episode description, and also their social media handles will include it. So please check them out.
So si Ilia is ano, they offer a wide range of different brands. Branded to. Kasi syempre guys, if we are exploring, if you are new to using sex toys, we want to make sure that it's safe, it's tawag to, tested and proven by professionals.
Oo. And yung talagang yung reliability.
Kasi
ganito, you can order some cheaper brands outside of, I mean, anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Pero hindi mo kasi alam kung ano yung quality nun.
Yeah.
Minsan, kunyari, anal beads, yung mga thread yan na silicone, what if mapatid.
Uh-oh.
Hindi mo alam. And mas sigurado ka dun sa alam mo na di kalidad na.
So please, quality pa rin.
Oo, check nyo yung website nila kasi sobrang dami ng pagpipilian dyan.
Yeah, and there are resources din mm-hmm. on how they work. Kasi sometimes, if you just order it, you know, somewhere, if you just buy it off, you know, some anywhere from the internet, tapos hindi siya branded or it's you know, it's just the toy talaga. Minsan walang manual, walang aftercare, walang,
uh-oh.
It doesn't tell you how it works or what's the satisfaction rate. But when you go to Ilya's website, shopilya.com, you're gonna be able to like see, read through how it works. There are reviews about it too, ganyan, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So you can really explore and choose the best toy for you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So bigyan natin sa mga idea. Meron kasi tayo nilatawag ng mga external toys.
Akala kasi natin parang dildo vibrator lang. Correct. Pero marami yan sila.
Experience ko to ha, na parang before I was exposed to yung sexual positivity na to, like me embracing this sexual positive self.
Mm.
Ang alam ko lang sa sex toys dati, dildo, fleshlight.
Di mo alam
I was
vibrator.
Limited to that.
Akala mo yung dildo and vibrator isa lang?
Akala ko nga ganun. Kasi basta mahaba na...
Dildo yun.
Oo, dildo yun. Regardless kung may baterya o wala. Uh-oh. Regardless kung yung silicone ba to or yung ceramic or yung ano. Basta titi na
basta mukhang titi. Basta phallic symbol.
Oo,
yun na yun.
Dildo rin para sa akin. Mm-hmm. Tapos, pag sa lalaki naman, yung masturbator na, yung
fleshlight.
Yun lang. Yun lang yung alam ko noon. Hindi ko alam na marami pa palang varieties nito.
True.
So, there are what you call your external toys. So, andyan yung tatawag na ball. Yung mga vibrators. Yung mga nasa labas lang. Tapos, yung pag sa babae naman, yung mga
clit suckers.
Ito yung... Ay, i-check nyo sa Ilya to.
Oo! Sa Ilya to, girl! Yung air...
May humihigo.
Air pulse. Dai, winner.
Hindi... Alam mo yung hindi ko alam na posible pala na pwedeng gawing sex toy ang ano, vacuum cleaner.
Dyson.
Ginawang sex toy yung vacuum. Pero wag naman po yung vacuum na panlilis ng sahig.
Oo, dirty na.
Check nyo na lang po yung sa Ilya.
Oo.
May mga clit suckers sila. Tapos, yung mga vibrator sa panty.
Pwedeng isuot yun eh.
Oo.
Very subtle.
Yung parang nakaklip lang.
Oo.
Hindi man umuumbok. Kahit yung babae ka pero hindi ka nagmumukhang may titi.
Oo.
Kasi malaki.
Yeah.
Talagang...
Parang medyo flat kasi yun eh.
Oo.
As in like it ano, parang it mimics the hulma of your pem-pem.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang meron din namang, di ba, external yun. So those toys na external toys, they are not meant to penetrate. As in sa sila, surface kumbaga. Di ba may ganun-ganun pala. And then of course, we have your internal toys. Ito naman for the G-spot. Kasi di ba men and women have G-spots.
Uh-oh.
Like kami sa may clit, tas kayo
sa prostate.
Sa may doon.
Oo.
Doon.
Na pag sa lalaki kasi, sa LGBTQIA+ mm-mm. community members, if you are a bottom kasi, syempre gusto mo pinipenetrate ka. Mm-mm. Tapos gusto mo nasasaid yung prostate.
Oo.
Hindi ko alam yung Tagalog nun eh. Basta yung sa likod ng bayag.
Oo. Basta yun, yung ganun.
Oo.
Sa may shaft.
Oo.
Basta
pag pinasok mo yung, hala, TMI, pero okay lang.
Uh-oh.
Pag pinasok mo kasi yung daliri mo, dun sa wirot mo, tapos kakapain mo siya paharap, may pa-curve na parang pag nahihit yun, tapos ikaw yung bottom.
Yun yung G-spot.
Yun yung parang G-spot mo.
Yes.
Yun yung parang prostate yun. So whenever we use yung mga internal toys, doon palagi dapat na sumasayad.
Oo, yes. So parang, yung for the internal naman, parang there are vibrators of course.
Uh-oh.
Mga vibrators natin. And then the dildos. So the difference between the vibrator and the dildo, yung vibrator, yun yung usually di baterya or rechargeable.
Uh-oh.
Yung mga nasa Ilya, mga rechargeable na kasi itong mga high-tech, USB na.
Uh-oh.
Ang gamit. Kasi di ba, tas waterproof kasi sila. yung mga traditional kasi na mga sex toys, yung nilalagay mo pa talaga ng triple A.
Oo.
Bawal mo pang
basahin. May ever
ready. May ever ready ka dapat palagi, dahil. Ito naman, hindi na. High-tech na tayo ngayon. Pwede nang ilap sa laptop, sa power bank, ganyan. So parang mas portable na siya ngayon.
Pero huwag kayo mag-charge ng dildo kapag nasa coffee shop kayo.
Hindi naman. Nasa... Parang awa nyo naman na. Pwede naman power bank sa bag. Huwag nyo naman ibalandra. Diba? Tapos yun. And then you have the kegel balls too. Kegel balls.
Kegel balls.
Ayan. So parang basta anything that you use to like penetrate, internal toys naman yung tawag doon. And then I think we still have a couple more. And what's good about, you know, Ilya's shop is andun lahat ning. Parang not just toys, they also have like, if you are into the BDSM side of things.
Bondage.
May bondage
sila. Mga paraphernalia na pwedeng gamitin.
They have cuffs, they have blindfolds, and they even offer like a wide array of lubricants.
Ang dami.
Nakita mo,
nag-check kaya ako yung ano.
May strawberry flavor, bet ko nga eh.
Meron ako nung apple.
Ay, meron kang apple. Ako gusto ko yung strawberry. Ayun.
Tapos, basta, you can browse the website. Ang dami nyo pang pwedeng makita na hindi nyo akalain pwede pala.
Oo. Parang masya-shock.
Possible pala siya.
Yeah.
Tapos, ito na nga yung sinasabi mo kanina na may mga nagsipaghiwalayan during the pandemic, lalo nung season 1. May season 2 ba? Parang hindi naman nagka-season.
Hindi, may season 3 nga. Di ba season 3 yung ngayon lang?
Parang season 1 pa rin hanggang ngayon eh. Kasi walang, hindi mo lang na-flat yung curve.
Oo.
Pero yun nga, going back to my point na, may mga nag-break during the pandemic because of, nawawala na yung sexual tension between them. Lalo
and
sa mga mag-jowa na
most bago. Especially ito, I wanna touch on this. Season 1, episode 3. Love languages. If your partner's love language is physical touch, so and you guys have engaged in, you know, sexual intercourse in the past, pre-pandemic, syempre, hahanapin ang katawan mo yan. It's how they express love and feel loved. And if you went, you know, if syempre nag-pandemic,
correct.
So both of you were not able to, you know, have physical sexual intercourse, syempre, somehow, maaano yan, mauuga yan si ate or si kuya because their love language is not being satisfied. Diba? Okay. Because sexual intercourse is not there. Kisses aren't there. Holding hands aren't there. Cuddles aren't there. Diba? So yun. So parang, I think we could already touch about, you know, different toys for
long distance
relationships. And for not really long distance, and not just long distance, but also, you know, pandemic relationships lockdown relationships.
Correct. At saka meron kasing mga online mahal-mahalan, like what we covered in the previous episode.
Yeah.
Yung mga online na kilala.
When
tapos,
we talked about dating apps.
Oo, parang 6 na buwan na sila, pero never pa sila nag-meet at all.
Mm-mm.
So, ito yung mga pwede mong ibigay sa partner mo.
Mm-mm.
Mga toys na pwedeng gamitin nung dalawang mag-jowa na kahit di sila nagkikita, at least, meron silang It's still intimate anyway. Bonding pa rin yun.
Yeah, quality time pa rin
quality
yun.
Quality time pa rin yun. Lalo if you call each other tapos biglang mapipindutin yung vibrate. Hindi mo.
Yeah, para uy! Ay! Takot naman, walang pasabi.
Oo, pero huwag naman yung tipong pipindutin yung vibrate tapos naglalabas siya. O nasa Balintawak Market, bumibili ng lemon tapos pinindut mo yung vibrate.
O yung nagdadrive sa EDSA. Ningoy, putang ina naman, babe.
Yun lang po ha, disclaimer. Pag meron kayo ng LDR toys and you have the control, do not press it, especially when driving, yung isa.
Yun yung meron ako. Girl, excited na talaga ako. Maghanap lang ano ko, control.
So, yun. Tapos meron kasi silang app. And we may not be able to unpack everything that Ilya offers
in this episode.
Kasi
ang dami nun, girl.
Ang dami talaga. Pero
5 hours talaga kung unpack natin lahat
again, yan. Again, we'd like to encourage our listeners to check them out. The link is in the description of this podcast episode. Feel free to play feel free to browse.
Yeah.
Kasi there is always that sex toy that will suit you.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
It, most especially if you're a non-believer.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, do you know the searing? To searing is to believing. earring is a cock ring. So, di ba parang you wear it on your penis and then pag merong extra...
Tigas all day yon.
Tigas all day na siya. At kapag shinut mo siyang gano orange, whether sa tewup or sa pempem, dahil it adds talaga yung extra... Ooh, yes. May ang tawag ng texture.
Oo. Yung tipong matigas na kasi yung edits kapag pinatigas mo. Uh-oh. Tapos mas matigas siya lalo kapag naka-cockring siya. Mm-mm. Ako have experienced that. Uh-oh. Personally.
Yeah, the searing, mm-mm, as they call it. So, ayun. Yung, ito na. Can I? Kasi gusto ko na talaga siyang, I really wanna talk about the Satisfyer Kirby 2 Plus. So, ito kasi, guys, chika ko lang. Sobrang saya nito. Feeling, if you've, gone through my Instagram account, I posted an IGTV about this, and it really looks like a horn. Horny. Charing.
Para lang siyang ano, yung...
Para siyang...
Sungay ng kambing.
Sungay ng, oo. No, and parang rhino. Di ba ginagamit ko sa mga whatever?
Maliit naman siya para sa rhino. Pero, it's good enough. Shape. It looks like a Cavendish banana.
Banana, oo. Parang ganun yung itsura niya. Tapos sa dulo niya is my clit sucker.
Oo.
So, two-way siya. It's an internal and an external toy at the same time. So, it's a vibrator. And then, it's a clit sucker at the same time. Now, what I like about this, and oh my gosh, like 5 stars ako dito. What I like about this is, it
can... Bilang trinay natin.
Yeah, totoo.
Pero hindi
kaming dalawa, ha?
Hindi kami ni Jaya, ha? Hindi ka,
like,
walang
ano. Like, dinemo ko lang kay Owi. Kasi this one can be... It's an LDR toy.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the pandemic couples out there, if you wanna try something new, and meron siyang app. So, it can be controlled using an app. Tapos, doon sa app, pwede niyong i-control yung vibration niya. So, parang kunyari, hindi kayo magkasama nung jowa mo. Tapos, may app siya. You just have to turn it on your end. Tapos, parang, basta as long as you're both connected to Wi-Fi, no? Pati kengking, kailangan na ng Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Dapat yung PLDT niyo or globe niyo.
Converge niyo, dapat maayos. Saka na mababag trip ka pa. Bobo na internet dito, di ako makapag-charing.
Di ako makapag-kengking.
Pero yun, parang, if you're both connected to the internet, ganyan, or the guy is connected to the internet, parang makokontrol niya yung vibrator. Now, what can you do when you control it? You can control, so two things yun, because it's a clit sucker and a vibrator at the same time. They can control the vibration.
Saka yung air pulse.
Oo, tas yung air pulse. Tapos, pwede mo kasi siya, as in manual. As in, kunyari, you want it rough. The good thing about this is, kasi di ba kapag nag, SOP kayo, sex on phone, kunyari, or nagsa-cyber, some engage in cyber sex kasi. When you do cyber sex or when you do SOP, parang you don't really know what's going on. Na parang hindi mo kontrolado yung pleasure ng partner mo. Mm-hmm. But this one, you get to control how intense. Alam mo kung ano yung nararamdaman niya because you are the one controlling it. So correct. That's what I like about it. And may music. You can link your Spotify to the app and then the device will adapt to the music's beats, the bass, correct, the ambience. Kaya, sobrang bet ko talaga to Ning, alam nyo. Grabe. Tapos, ang saya. Pwede nyo i-access yung, if you have both Android siya, Android and iPhone. Pwede nyo siyang i-access through the phone or if you have an Apple Watch or, what do you call the watch ng Android? Gear? Samsung Gear?
Samsung.
Sa Samsung.
Iba kasi.
Pero parang basta sa smartwatch.
You can use it sa smart devices.
Sa smart devices. Like, it's really very convenient and it's not just meant to pleasure one person. It's really gonna work for the both of you.
Correct.
So, sobrang saya niya. And I think, parang, it really can enhance the sexual experience even when you guys are not together. Of course, you can still do the regular, fingering or jabol-jabol. You can still do that. But this is, you know, another way to explore on your sexual activities or sexual relationship as a couple. Sobrang bet ko talaga siya. Yung clit sucker talaga, winner. Woo, shit! Phenomenal!
Totoo. Now, the question is, should you opt for sex toys? Kasi, di ba, we talked about this, we talked about sexual positivity, we talked about sex education. Kailangan ba sex toys na lang palagi?
Mm-mm.
Ikaw, tingin mo?
Hindi naman. Yun nga. Like what I mentioned earlier, it's not meant to replace anything. It's an added nga, added way to satisfy yourself, to make yourself calm. Yun. So parang it's never a substitute for anything. It's not a substitute for the D. I think parang siyang ano, added layer of protection for couples kapag kunyari ako ah, this is just for me or my idea of it. Kunyari, you really want to have sex and you don't want to conceive. It's parang it works as what do you call that?
Contraceptive.
Na parang if you want to have sex, you're feeling it, and you don't want to conceive, but you want to, of course, satisfy the sexual urges. You can possibly do this instead of your organic. If you're not, you know, ready to conceive yet. Mm-mm. But if you are trying to get pregnant, you and your partner are trying to get pregnant, then you can always go for the organic.
Totoo. And ano, madami naman kasi other types of sexual paraphernalia din eh. Like yung condom. Paraphernalia yun.
Oh, yeah.
In lubricants, mga ganyan.
True.
Ako ay, ano lang to, opt for sex toys because you wanted to enhance,
yeah,
kung ano yung meron ka na sexually. Mm-hmm. You know yourself more than anyone else eh. Na ako, I'm in a relationship for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. We still use sex toys because we find it, ano, it spices things up.
Mm-hmm.
Sa sex, ano na, ang tawag dito? Sa bonding na yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi siya yung tipong magre-replace talaga. Mm-hmm. Nung act.
Yeah.
But, may but naman ako dyan, it's a way for you to explore your sexuality.
Yeah. Me, diba, ano, the reason why I said na it's part of my holistic self-love journey, it's because parang ako to eh. I'm trying to like discover, you know, certain parts of myself that I haven't really parang gotten to know more. Tama ba yung grammar ko? Basta, yung mga areas ng self ko na gusto ko pang kilalanin.
Hindi mo alam na may kiliti ka pala sa ganitong banda.
Oo, or parang, how comfortable am I in my own skin?
Correct.
Na parang, these sex toys, you know, it's because I'm a very sex-positive person, these sex toys that I have, hindi ako nahihiya na meron akong sex toy. Mm-hmm. Parang, so what if I have? So what if I use? Parang it's not something that I'm ashamed of because I am, di ba? I love myself and I want to satisfy myself. And I don't, parang it doesn't matter to me or the opinion of the people knowing that I am using sex toys. Doesn't matter to me because bakit? Bakit napausbahan niyo ba ako?
Napirwisyo ko ba kayo?
Napirwisyo ko ba kayo na sinasatisfy ko yung sarili ko? Di ba? Parang ganun. And wala lang, parang ako din, personally ha, parang one of the reasons why I own toys is because sometimes parang when I don't feel like, you know, having the normal intercourse, sometimes kasi ito ha, naniniwala pa rin kasi ako somehow na sex is always better if you love the person, if there are emotions, and if I love myself, you know, part of my self-love process, and I want to satisfy myself, I want to be able to give the same satisfaction that I get. But it's not to replace. Syempre, iba pa rin kapag it's the D. Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang,
correct.
I just want to really satisfy. Eh, wala akong shenanigans eh. Kung meron ako, baka sinusundot ko na rin yung
hermaphrodite. Self-service. Self-service.
Tama.
Sige, pero before we wrap the episode up, the last point na lang siguro na we want also to share sa ating mga kumayos and compayos out there is how to find the right adult toy for you. So, sige, ako muna.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, gumagamit naman kami ng adult toy. Madami kasing options eh.
Mm-mm.
Pag nag-check ka online sa kahit anong platform to ah, regardless kung yung Lazada man siya or Shopee or sa Ilya.
Mm-mm.
Or other stores, madami kang pwedeng makitang option eh.
Mm-mm.
Magbabasa ka palagi ng reviews.
Ay, Diyos ko, dahil wait lang, sorry. Nakita mo na ba yung reviews sa Lazada? Porn.
Puro titi.
Porn website. Girl, may mga ano pa.
Totoo.
Shumod-shumod pa day.
Magbabasa ka palagi ng reviews and you always look into ano, yung ang tawag nito, hindi kasi siya pwedeng sabihin na brand loyalty ka agad.
Mm-mm.
Kasi it may be your first time using it.
Yeah.
So maybe listen to these people who have used it na. Doon ka sa mga doon ka bumili sa may tiwala yung ibang tao kasi nakabili na sila doon or nakagamit na sila ng ganung product. Magbasa ka ng mga FAQs.
Yeah.
When you're checking
the FAQs.
When you're checking the website kasi ang hirap nung bibili ka lang ng basta-basta tapos ito pa yung isa sa mga misconception kasi.
Mm-mm.
Ng mga tao. Hindi lahat ng sorry, let me start over.
Mm-hmm.
Huwag kayong magtiwala sa basta mura lang.
Uh-oh.
Minsan kasi makakamura ka pero hindi mo alam kung ano yung quality doon. Kung few hundreds lang naman and if you can shell out, you know, a few hundreds more, doon ka na sa mas may quality.
Correct.
Totoo. Hindi kasi sa lahat ng bagay kung ano yung mura de kalidad palagi. Para ka lang bumibili ng appliances na minsan hindi lahat ng mura maganda yung quality.
Mm-mm.
So i-check nyo rin yun. I-check nyo rin yun palagi. Ayun. Ikaw, how do you find the right toy for you?
Ako, finding the right toy for me, well, parang I've been through the ano na kasi before. Honestly, in the past, parang I wasn't comfortable and probably a lot of girls and a lot of, you know, people, kumaris and kumparis, could relate to this. I wasn't really comfortable, you know, owning sex toys, even in the past. Because, yun nga, it wasn't really something that is welcome and accepted in the community, in the society, na parang it gives a different, you know, it gives a different perception of you as a person when
Totoo.
You own toys.
People frown upon you
yeah.
when you talk about toys or even talk about sex.
Sex, diba? So parang at first, I wasn't really confident to own one. But when I owned one, actually yung first sex toy ko, girl, excuse me, I didn't buy it. It was given to me by someone. Alam mo na yun, offline na kwento ko. So it was given to me by, you know, someone, ganyan-ganyan. And noona, ayoko pa siya gamitin because hindi ako confident na parang may foreign object sa pempem ko. Tapos until I read about it, ayun, it's very important, guys. Siguro ang best tip ko to know how you can find the best sex toy for you is really to educate yourself on the different kinds of toys there are. Kayo rin, explore yourself. How are you how are you satisfied in general? Like, are you the type na nasa-satisfy kapag penetration? Are you mas nasa-satisfy sa foreplay? Are you mas nasa-satisfy sa G-spot, sa clit? Kasi, if you're on the penetration type, kung mas nasa-satisfy ka doon, then you can get the internal toys. But if you're the type na parang external lang, then you can just, ako for girls, you can
touch-touch lang.
You can opt for the clit suckers, for the, yung, diba, yung mga, the things that we talked about earlier. So, it's really best to know yourself, examine yourself, explore, do self-exploration in terms of sex. And parang, this is something that is personal. It's between you and yourself.
Correct.
So don't be afraid to explore on or touch on that part of you, you know, because it's part of you being a human being. We are sexual creatures, diba? So parang the main objective of this is not, again, not to replace but to enhance your experience and to know yourself better.
Uh-huh.
How you are, kasi, excuse me, how you are with yourself. Kasi parang, alam mo yung sinasabi natin na parang you can't give what you don't have.
Totoo.
Parang you wanna satisfy yourself din naman. Kasi it, if you're in a relationship, it's gonna help your partner know then how they can satisfy you and it's gonna make your experience better.
And vice versa.
Totoo. Yun. Tapos parang, if you're on this, ano na, on this point of this if you reach this, you know, point of this episode, congratulations, you are 1% sex educated. This is the first step of you being, you know, sexually educated,
positive,
sexually positive.
And, you know, not being ashamed of having conversations like this.
Yeah.
With mature people, of course, wag naman sa talagang bata pa. So you always have to filter din kung kanino mo ikukwento yung mga gantong
yeah.
bagay. And so then this episode is in partnership with Shop Ilia. Please do check them out dun sa website nila and use our promo code.
Yeah, it's Kumare Ilia, one word, and you're gonna get 7% off
until
October 15, 2021. Now guys, if you, so it's proper setting of expectations, since you know these are branded stuff, don't be surprised if you know it costs parang higher than what you see on, you know, Shopee or Lazada or any other online stores. It's really gonna cost higher because they are branded, they're proven and tested by professionals, quality naman kasi, but we have a promo code for you which is 7% off until
October 15, 2021.
So that's Kumare Ilia, one word.
One word. And we'll put that also dun sa podcast description natin.
Yes. And ito, I'll leave, you know, our listeners with this. If it makes you think, it'll make you come. So so if you wanna go get that orgasm, sis, go check Shop Ilia and, you know, choose the best toy for you. And when I say toy, it doesn't mean like yung sex toy. They also have playing cards. They also have, you know, other toys.
Lubricants, condoms. Madami.
Straps, handcuffs, ropes.
Pwede kayo magpaka-Christian Grey.
Oo.
Doon na kayo mag-check.
Tama.
Correct. Ayan.
So there we go. Oh my gosh, that was such a very educational,
interesting episode.
I want to talk about more.
For the
more.
First time.
Oh, I want to talk about more dito. Siguro we can dedicate another episode for sex, no?
Uh-oh.
So let us know what you think. And guys, tag us. Oh my gosh, tag us on Twitter or on Instagram if you get yours. Again, don't be ashamed, you know, if you own a sex toy. We want to normalize owning sex toys. For God's sake, it's 2021.
Parang, and pandemic pa.
Pandemic pa.
So, it's about time.
Let's talk about these things freely. Let's correct. Not make it taboo.
Yes. And ayun. This again, sorry, nasasamid ako. Ano ba yan? Kanina pa to.
Ano ba yan?
Wait lang. Inom ako ng coffee.
Oh my gosh. And we will not say which coffee. because
hindi siya sponsored pa. Antayin natin. Ayan. And this episode again has been brought to us by
Cutprint Podcast Network.
And please don't forget to follow us on our socials. On Twitter, we are
Twitter, Kumaritok. On Facebook, younger last yung Twitter.
On Facebook, we are
Kumaritok the Podcast. And on Instagram, we are
Kumaritok Podcast. And on Twitter, we are
Kumaritok. Ano na, uwi? Okay ka lang ba?
yung sa mid kasi, at sakit na lalamunan ko. Ayun. And again, this is Owi.
And this is Jaya. And always remember, Chika moderately. Bye!